Monday, the 17th of March, 2014, is St. Patrick's Day, and I'm wondering about why I feel more in tune with St. Patrick's Day this year than any time since I've been a child. And I'm puzzling about this because I can remember St. Patrick's Day as a child, hanging out the top, well, not the top, but the windows overlooking the main street in Limerick. There was a chemist called Mrs. Hanley's Chemist, and that was where we went and looked out to see the parade passing. Now, my father had a bookshop, and I guess I must have also looked out the bookshop, but I don't really remember looking out the bookshop. What I remember looking out is out Miss Hanley's chemist's shop. This particular part is fairly irrelevant, really, to what I'm going to say next, but it was mainly the experience of, you know, I loved parades, I loved to watch them, but I wasn't a marcher in parades. I never marched in a parade as a child. I can still see the floats that went past, and, you know, they were, in those days, they were, in comparison with the modern floats, they were very amateurish, you know. But the parade in Limerick was fantastic on St. Patrick's Day, and I went to it, I guess, every year for, I don't know how many years, 7, 8, 9, 10 years maybe, or something like that. And I still see my brothers and sisters alongside me, and we're looking out, and we're excited, and we're, you know, this great carnival atmosphere, really. A lot of predominantly people watching the parade. It wasn't like there were participants in the parade who belonged to organizations like local football clubs, local hurling clubs, local religious groups, local voluntary organizations, to a certain extent some commercial businesses had whatever you call it in parades. Yeah, that went on as well, but it was a very good festive activity. And then, as I got into teenage years and later years, I completely became alienated from the St. Patrick Day celebration. The green all over the place. I became alienated from it. I didn't feel myself to be a nationalist. I didn't feel myself to be in sympathy with the Catholic nationalist movement. I became uneasy about it. And not that I ever launched into any opposition to St. Patrick's Day. I just dissociated myself from it and generally ignored it for many, many, many years. I have never been to the St. Patrick's Day parade in London, for example, where I lived for 18 years. I have never been to the St. Patrick's Day parade in Dublin, where I lived for 7 years, and so on and so forth. But when I came back to Ireland in 2005, I did go to the St. Patrick's Day parade in Cork in the first place. And I think, to be truthful, it was in the mentality of an anthropological field trip. I was a person researching the customs and practices of the local community where I had come to live. But I didn't feel any particularly strong emotional connection with the St. Patrick's Day global Irish festivities at all. And slowly but surely, over the last few years, that lack of connection has gone away and been replaced by a nebulous connection. Nothing, I wouldn't want to say, no great enthusiasm for Paddy's Day and shouting the fauna, shouting the shamrock, shouting the, you know, we're Irish, we'll paint the town green. And I have been disgusted, I suppose it would be fair to say, with the association of St. Patrick's Day with getting pissed and drunk and, you know, falling around all over the place and, you know, throwing up and all that sort of stuff that, you know, is there to be seen, shall I say, is there to be seen. I'm not saying that all of St. Patrick's Day celebrations in the last few years have been characterized by wanton drunkenness, but if you wanted to see it, you would find it. And I have been very, very much disliked, you know, any brand association between any particular drink that might be black and white as its natural colours, or black and creamy drink that I enjoy myself, but any association between intoxicating drink and St. Patrick's Day communal activity have kind of disgusted me, really. So this year, for some reason, I've moved a little bit along the path that I've been moving along, greatly helped by a piece of video made by the Irish Tourist Board, or they're called Fáilte Ireland. They're the body responsible for promoting Ireland from a tourism point of view all over the world, and they've produced a video, it's 3.5 minutes long, and by video standards on YouTube that's fairly long, but it happens to project what I feel is an image of Ireland that I can comfortably associate myself with. It projects an image of place and land and agriculture and urban life, a good balance of it, because I am essentially an urban person and I don't really fully associate myself with rural Ireland. I am an urban Irish person, really, or I'm an Irish person who cleaves to cities. But this year, the Fáilte Ireland video, which, you know, you might like to see, has music, it has imagery, it has, above all, it has a sense of community about it, which I think was kind of accidental. Originally, the video was made to be shown by embassy staff around the world to meetings which the embassy people would be holding. It was made, in other words, for, you know, what you could crudely call a foreign audience, you know, to sell Ireland to the, maybe the non-Irish. But that's not what it's like at all, in what's happened to this video. This video has, I mean, it's a bit, given the standards that exist today for things going viral, it's probably a bit too strong to call it that it's gone viral. But it's certainly been, when I last looked at it, it had been seen by over 700,000 views on YouTube. And it's only been out a few days, so that's not a bad, reach for a video to have got. But I found when I watched the video that the video gave me a flag under which I could stand and watch a parade, or stand and even march in a parade, because it gave me an image of an Ireland which I can love without inhibition. And there are other images of Ireland which I can't love without inhibition. And today's not the time to outline those, but there are only certain images of Ireland that I love. I'm not one of these people who is, you know, Ireland right or wrong, and Irish culture right or wrong, and Irish politics right or wrong. No, I have to say I'm very discriminating and feel careful about and finicky about what I will attach myself to. But this video has given me a sense of the community to which I want to belong, and a sense of the people with whom I want to hang out. I want to belong there, and I feel I do belong there, and I feel I'm entitled to belong there. And it's a kind of us, we are like this. And even though it was made for, we'll say, a foreign audience to sell and get people to come to Ireland, one of the things that's badly needed in Ireland is a sense of, something we can all unite around. Because we have been let down by many of the traditional things that people clustered around, like the Roman Catholic Church, like the Fianna Fáil Party, well, like the bankers, and the civil service, the senior civil servants whose job it is to do whatever they do. But a lot of the, and I, I haven't included, all of those with whom I would, who I feel have let me down. But being let down and feeling, angry and at times wishing for revenge against those who have let us down, hasn't given me what I've wanted most of all, which is something to be in favour of coming out of Ireland. And there have been tremendously good bits and drabs of things coming out of Ireland that I felt enormously proud of. Riverdance would be one, for example. I feel enormously proud of Riverdance and the music of Riverdance, written by my very good friend Bill Whelan, who I grew up with in Limerick as a boy, as a close friend of his. I'm very proud to have known him as a kid, and I was blown away when I heard the music that he composed being, danced by Michael Flatley and Jean, whatever her name was, forgive me. But all of that movement to revolutionise Irish traditional music, I've loved, and it wasn't been only Bill Whelan whose music I've liked, but all of that has been marvellous. So where does this leave me in relation to the current video? It means that I have got something that pulled it all together. There's been a piece of audio on Audioboo, on which I'm sharing this audio, by a man called Phil Sorrell, Daylight Gambler. Many on Audioboo will know him, but many others won't. And he put together a piece of audio which I felt was a community building audio, that captured something special about the nature of the community of people who use Audioboo. And I similarly feel the same way about the Fáilte Island video. So this is it. Paul O'Mahony, I'll put a link to it in the Audioboo. Thank you all very much for listening to me about St. Patrick's Day 2014. Bye-bye.